It is once again time for the horrifying auditory spectacle that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier in the very distant shadow of Pikes Peak. All your favorite dumbasses have once again gathered for your listening displeasure. And now without further ado, here's the host of the show from sonofcheese.com. It's Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
That it is. We are available to millions and millions of people who have access to the interwebs all across the world, maybe even in other worlds, and yet we are listened to by an elite group known only as Listener.
What do you mean other worlds? That's science fiction talk.
Good point. This is Derek Knight from SetUpCheese.com. With me as always, Mr. Poke the Bear, Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com.
Hi.
Justin the Jew, Wario Carmichael, big in Japan, from YouCanPlayThis.com, who was snubbed by YouTube because he's not original. You could move the mic to your face. That might help.
Not original.
He didn't want to block the shot.
Not original. Yeah, I've got this great shot set up. The mic's really going to fuck up the way I see my face. No. Henry Louie joins us once again.
Hello.
Two hookers and a pot brownie. That's every time I look at you now, that's all I'm going to think.
No, space cake.
Space cake?
That's what they call it.
Okay. That sounds like a Little Debbie product.
It does.
I mean, like a Star Crunch and a space cake.
You're going to have to pop it out of.
You know, maybe I've been
plastic.
Eating pot all along when I was a kid. I love the Star Crunch. My mom loves those little snacky cakes. Maybe she's constantly high.
Instead of spice cake,
God,
space
that would
cake.
Explain something.
It would. Jesus, she's funny. So, yeah, this is yet another episode of the big program, and we went into this thinking we were going to do something, you know, this, and then we're like, no, let's do something over here. We have no content. We were talking on a previous show about how people's holiday went, and I'd asked Ray specifically, how was your holiday? And he said, good, didn't do nothing.
No, I said I did something.
What'd you say you did?
Doctor Who marathon.
Oh, that's what threw us
so
off.
So he did nothing. And Justin just informed us more about his Hanukkah and his Christmas and the fact that Hanukkah was and Christmas was woo. But he still, you know, doesn't believe in little baby Jesus as our savior, which is fine. I love the Jewish traditions. That's just so much
They're
fun
so magical.
To listen to. But we didn't talk to Colin about his holiday, how your
and
Christmas.
Here you are,
well, specifically
between
specifically,
segments.
Christmas.
Tell me
about your Christmas. I mean, we spent Christmas together, kind of.
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Heather had to work.
Right,
so.
Which sucks.
It did suck.
And, you know, it's funny.
Both Christmas and New Year's.
Obviously working today because she's not here. I mean, maybe she's here and I'm just too much of a dick. But no, we can swing the camera around. You can see the whole room. She ain't here.
No.
She ain't here because she's working. She's working at Fargo's at a fucking pizza place.
Yep. She loves it.
Now, here's a question, and since she's not here to defend herself, she posted on her Facebook the other day, would you rather do something you hate for more money or something you love for nothing? And that was kind of the gist of it. I'm paraphrasing. Mm. I assume the thing she loves is Fargo's and the thing she hates is the job that she just recently got through school for.
Right. Yeah. Walgreens.
Which is kind of that kind of sucks.
That does kind of suck.
It kind of sucks when, I mean, now granted it was, you know, you went through the same thing. You were laid off and retrained, and you had probably a certain list of careers to train for, essentially. And she chose pharmaceutical tech.
Yeah,
and did very well in school, and now hates the job.
She hates it. She went to work for Walgreens, but it happened to be one of the busiest Walgreens here in the spring.
Oh yeah, it's where his parents get all their medication.
And she was just basically like thrown into the shark tank.
Yeah.
Nobody helping her out, and she was crying
so
and stressed.
So is it that? Is that's what is?
Not
is it
so
that
much.
Situation, or is it just the overall work?
Well, now
that
she's,
she hates.
No, but now she's gotten more used to it.
Yeah.
And the girl that left because she was having a baby came back, and they slashed her hours to virtually nothing, so she couldn't exist on it. So she had to get the second job at Fargo's, or somewhere, and she wound up at Fargo's.
Yeah.
Which she finds, really,
I mean, she worked at Fargo's for years, started working at Fargo's because they wear the dresses.
Yeah.
So that was a great motivation, but it's something that she knows and can fall back
right.
on.
Right. And
but
she's
at the same
actually
time,
found.
You're never going to get rich working at Fargo's.
No. But she's also found that she can approach it much better than she could back then.
Yeah.
With all of her life experience between the time.
Life experience.
Yeah. I mean, she's able to take things in stride that she used to make her nuts. So.
Her resume has Fargo's three different times. That's the craziest thing.
Three different times, huh?
But we got sidetracked on Heather working, but how was your Christmas?
Christmas was fine. See, I told you I didn't have really anything to talk about.
What else is new?
Well, you're the one that insisted in going this direction, so fuck you.
Okay, well, then, New Year's. How was your New Year's, Ray?
Same as
Did you watch a marathon of Doctor Who?
I watched a little bit more of that. And
I watched more Doctor Who.
What'd you think of the Christmas one?
I liked the previous ones better. This one was a little bit too Christmassy.
Too much Jesus in this one.
Too much Jesus.
If anyone saw it, it was based on A Christmas Carol.
Loosely. Very loosely.
Very loosely, but still, it had that element.
I loved it.
I didn't see it. I only just started watching the documentary.
Made me tear up.
I'm going to say something that you guys are going to find fucking shocking. I didn't watch it. You know why? I don't like that shit.
I feel like
we covered that.
We have two different shows here. Derek's show and we're
and then the good show.
The Doctor Who.
Justin, New Year's.
New Year's. Yes, it was.
Currently, we're in 2011, so you had to do something on New Year's Eve.
Yes,
you existed on New Year's Eve. What'd you do?
I stayed home.
Well, I stayed home too.
What were you watching? It's
snowy.
I put in the floor in the living room. That was my New Year's Eve.
Snowy. Woo.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it was like snowing. So
it was. It snowed. Yeah, it was snowy that day. Yeah, remember? It snowed. It was a big snow.
I guess so. Yeah.
But I
didn't know you'd been working on the floor that long. I thought that was a recent thing.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. And then New Year's Day.
More recent.
And then the day after that. And then I was sore, tired, and done. Just done. I haven't put in the transition pieces. I'm lazy.
Okay.
Because I got so much fucking work. Anybody tells you, oh yeah, putting in laminate floor is easy. Punch them straight in the balls because it's not. Or if they're a woman, just in the genitalia.
They won't see that coming.
Punch them in any genitalia. If they say, oh yeah, laminate floor is easy to install, punch them right in the genitalia. Because it's not easy. Now, by comparison to maybe paving your living room with polar bear guts or, you know, putting in an actual hardwood floor, probably easier.
Lining it with diamonds.
Yes, but still not easy. not on the short list of things I call easy. It was.
And you even have knee pads.
And I didn't wear them.
But you saved a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
See?
The whole thing out of pocket was only about a couple $100 after gift cards and things.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So
you've seen the results, and now I tell you it only cost. Now, see, but here's
the
thing.
He's also telling you it's not easy.
We had gift cards, so that took a big. If you were just buying that, all the stuff you need plus the wood for an area like that, it'd be about $700,
$800. Okay.
Which, still, for a home improvement project, the end result, yeah, it's worth it. You have gift cards that, you know, we had gift cards that helped out, and. And I was able to return $100 worth of the stuff because we overbought, which you should anyway, because you're going to make cuts.
Yeah.
And I'm really skilled with a saw. home improvement, handyman type stuff, not my strong suit, but I'll give it a whack.
Oh, same here. That's why I hire somebody.
And you know, it says, it's tongue and groove. The boards click together. What they fail to mention is that those tongues and grooves are fragile. And if you mishandle the boards at all, even just setting them down slightly you'll lose the tongue.
So how many boards did you lose?
Or you'll fuck up the groove. And so then you try and click these things together and nothing happens. And then you're sitting there cussing like a sailor.
Enough to make a good
burrito. really didn't lose too many boards because I figured out after the first. See, the first day was really spent stripping the old carpet, taking the tack strips out, taking the pad out, taking all the staples that held the pad in place, and then laying down the underlay, getting the floor ready to receive the boards. You must
foreplay.
Yes. Day one was foreplay. Floor foreplay was day one, and then day two we laid the wood.
Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, she loved it too.
Oh yeah.
Begging for more.
And I lasted a long time.
It was impressive. One for the books.
And you know what? Afterward, sore as fuck.
But she wanted more.
He was walking funny for days.
I'm still not done. But the thing is, you have to start somewhere, and you have to use the spacers properly, and you have to use them judiciously. And guess what happens if you are off at all? Everything's fucked up.
Did you have to start over several times?
I should have started over once.
Okay.
But it was so early on, I didn't know if we were going to have any overage or not. So what happened, what it ended up happening, we started in the corner by the door, and then I made a foolish jigsaw cut too early to accommodate the vent in the floor. And me being a complete retard, because things didn't line up when we got back to where we started from, coming up and back and up and back, I decided to rearrange everything and re-space that area as opposed to just throwing that board away and continuing to go and making a new cut, because I was so insanely worried that I might have to go buy another package of this stuff. It was a bad decision because I had to spend about 3 hours after everything was done patching things on that end with making cuts and putting patches in place. It's hard to tell now, but it, you know, it's not perfect. It's a pain in the ass.
It looks good.
It looks good. First glance, looks great. Don't look too close. But yeah, it's not easy at all. Easier than installing real hardwood? Yes. Is it durable? Yes. Is it beautiful? Yes. Will it increase the value of my home if I attempt to sell it someday? Probably.
So you have little signs that says, do not look closely.
Yes, do not look too closely. Keep the furniture over it is a good idea. With the furniture in place, things look okay. You know, would I recommend it? Sure, I'd recommend it. Hire somebody.
So if we wanted to do it, would you do it for us?
For $1 million. U.S.
Like I have that kind of money.
Exactly. Hire somebody. Well, you could do it, you know. I mean, actually, now, granted, with my knowledge now, having gone through it, I could do it 10 times better the second time around. I have no desire to do it another time. This room back here, as you can see, has gone through a bit of change. We have new curtains to block out the light. We have a futon. Wonderful futon. We have a new TV at a shelf. All kinds of things have happened in this room. The last thing that needs to happen in this room?
The carpet needs to come.
Carpet needs to go. Laminate floor. Need new linoleum in the kitchen. Need something like that back here.
And you got
to
do it?
I don't want to.
It's a smaller... Well, is it smaller?
Well, it's a smaller area for sure. And it's actually...
angled.
No. This, out there, a lot of angles.
Oh, a lot of angles?
A lot of angles. This would actually be so much easier to do. Knee pads, second time around.
Well, yeah, it should have had knee pads the first time around.
But yeah, if you choose to do it, I can offer you sage advice.
Nah.
I can make it much easier on you.
And if we paid you in pizza and beer, would you come down?
I would, you know, pizza and beer, I would supervise.
Would you sit down and
I would
and
help
a...
you. What I would do is I would help you learn from my mistakes so you could have a nice, perfect floor. So you can
That's almost
the,
worth it.
You could
That's
use the worth. Spacers properly, and you don't make the same mistakes I did, because I made mistakes.
And if we do wind up making a mistake that you don't catch, you pay for everything, right?
Wrong. No, that's called learning from your mistakes.
Which would be getting you to supervise?
Well, no. I mean, I can teach you from my mistakes. If you make a completely different mistake that's outside of my realm of mistake, I can't really cover that. That's on you. Because newsflash,
you call yourself a professional flooring supervisor.
We're differently stupid. We're both stupid in different ways. So
that's
you
why
might make a mistake that I won't make. Vice versa.
Put it in upside down.
Well,
is there an upside down?
Well, no. And now there is, I mean, obviously everything has another side, but
well, I know I didn't know if it was the same on both
sides.
Well,
you did that. You'd be you'd really have to question how you function on a daily basis, because it's a totally, you know,
I already
wood grain on one side,
function on a daily
and
basis.
Not wood grain on the other.
That's so, why I was getting a handyman for my bathroom.
Yeah, well, and certainly, especially remodeling a bathroom. Here's a tip from me to you kids. Listener, if you want to remodel a bathroom, hire somebody. Don't let your husband do it. Your husband's a retard. You know why? Because your husband's not a contractor. Now, if your husband is a contractor, fine. They'll probably let
they
it
don't
sit.
Marry.
Exactly. They just
they like their
the
money.
Wild. They don't mate for life. But no, if your husband has this wild hair that says, I'm going to remodel me a bathroom, you know what's going to happen? The tub's going to sit in there for months on end. You know why? Because he doesn't know how to put it in. You know why? Because he's a moron. Hire somebody.
Home improvement.
Home improvement, hire somebody. Certain things you could do on your own, but it's not going to be easy. Nothing is going to be easy. That is the only lesson I can give anybody. Is it,
you know, back in the old days,
be easy.
People used to build houses by themselves.
Guess what? 2011.
Yeah.
We've all gone
some of
we
us
can't
have
do it
real
anymore.
Phones.
Yeah. You know what it is? You've been playing too much Frontierville.
I haven't been playing any Frontierville.
It's not as easy as Whack Whack.
That requires being on Facebook.
Oh, that's right. Colin's gone Facebook dark, essentially. He requires, you know what Colin
He's
requires?
He's become a Luddite.
No. Check this out. Colin requires
I require things.
He requires actual face-to-face conversation.
Email. He uses email. He uses email.
It boggles my mind. I'll send him a message on Facebook, and he'll never read it. He'll ask me, oh, so what about...
See, the thing is when I get those notifications, they're set to go to a folder, and I just never look at that folder.
What it is, you're just antisocial.
Not really.
That's all it is. Oh, Justin's dropping stuff.
I'm amazed you don't have anthrax, antisocial.
You know, I should. I should look that up, but I don't have time. But... So what is this? What's your aversion to social?
It's not really an aversion. I just I didn't like MySpace at all when
MySpace,
it came around.
Well, MySpace sucks anyway.
No one likes MySpace.
I mean, there's
there was really into MySpace.
Well, I mean, we all had a MySpace page, but it was so not.
I think I got as far as blogging, and then I kind of went
Well, I used to use it to post notifications when we'd put a show up, and then MySpace got all pissy about posting links and made me, you know, verify who I was too many times. I said, fuck you, MySpace. I'm going to go to Facebook. Well, everything can happen. And there's no such thing as privacy.
No, fuck privacy. So, who needs it?
But, you know, by comparison, I had 54 friends. Now, that was by choice. I kept it at 54 on MySpace. But I've got, you know, almost 400, you know, friend on Facebook. And, you know, that's... It's a wonderful networking tool. It's a wonderful way to keep up with people in a manner where it's very passive. You don't actually have to interact, you know. You can just see.
And you both are not on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter.
You're on Twitter.
But I don't tweet.
I post at Son of Cheese. Oh, hi, buddy.
Are you
going
to say you twit?
I tweet.
You tweet very little.
Hi, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Max is here.
Hi, Max.
Hey, Max. Look at the camera. Jump up. Say, I'm invading the podcast.
Invasion of the podcast snatcher.
Yep. But no, I tweet. I use it for the podcast. Sometimes I use it for the podcast. Sometimes I use it for not the tripod. pub quiz.
I
use it to remind people about pub quiz every Thursday, and I actually have. You might have them too. Colorado Places follows me on Twitter, and then they repost the stuff I put up about the pub quiz. And so now I intentionally make it as vulgar as I can just to see if they'll repost, to see what their threshold is for. We're not going to deal with that. And I think I hit it this last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I just started throwing out as many sentence enhancers as I possibly could. And I'm waiting for Max to get out of the room before I actually say them. But I think I figured out their threshold. But it's I don't like Twitter. Overall, Twitter is just, I don't know. It just seems so ephemeral. And it's just so, well, everything's ephemeral. I get that. But at the same time, I mean, at least on Facebook, what you have is, you know, a little bit more social interaction. On Twitter, it's just so...
It's talking into the void.
Yeah, stream of consciousness talking into the void. Like that. Was it you're the one that brought up that study, or is that somebody else?
I did.
Oh, yeah, it was you. So, what was that? What was the gist of that?
Something about no one ever reads them.
Which is probably true.
You know, that's what it comes down to.
I log in maybe once or twice a week, and maybe I'll go through the list. Maybe I won't. And I don't follow too many people to begin with. So people that follow a bunch of people, there's going to be a lot that they miss.
You know what's funny is that every time I post, I gain another person on Twitter.
Well, yeah, because it pushes you closer to the top.
It's so weird because I think they capture keywords. And they just push you a little further up.
Yeah, and then people find you. And then, I've got a couple followers that I'm like, well, I'm not going to follow you because you're just a spam bot, probably.
Yeah, I don't follow anybody who follows me.
I follow, well.
Because then you're going in a circle.
Exactly.
Where's the fun in that?
I know. Well, you should follow me.
I do follow you.
Well, then you just lied. You just flat out lied.
Look at that.
Because I follow you.
No, I never lie.
I'm lying right now.
I know.
It's the pot talking.
You're continuing to lie. But speaking of spam, you know, we get spam emails every day, all of us, I'm sure, and we ignore them. But I got this wonderful piece of spam about a month ago, and I want to share it with you people because I have. It was good enough
Laminated it.
It was good enough. Yeah, I pulled it out of my computer, my computing machine, and laminated it. But
you framed it.
Right off the bat, the from name caught my attention. It's Bishop Frank.
Oh, I've seen that.
Because apparently in Nigeria, everybody is addressed by occupation, then first name. This is the only Bishop Frank.
Grave Robber Bill.
Grave Robber Bill, Hooker Sarah. but it comes from the Central Bank of Nigeria. It's from Bishop Frank.
Is he Catholic?
You would hope.
Hey.
Branch name.
Did the Pope shit in the woods?
Doubtful. What does he do with the robe and the hat? The branch name is Stallion Plaza Lagos Wipes. Correspondence, Stallion. Which is just Stallion.
Sound like a
Stallion Plaza Lagos Correspondence, which sounds just like four words drawn out of a hat. Which is
random noise generator.
This apparently is what the Nigerians think of us. This is our language to the Nigerians. They just pull a few random
clicks and buzzes.
We're all Shaq Nasty Jim and Bishop Frank. But see, and you'll see why I what was that?
I have no idea.
Ray's touching stuff.
I know. Stop touching. And then there's sort codes. It's all bullshit. Foreign payment allocation matters on scam victims' compensations. Payments scammed victim. 10
Say
million
what?
Beneficiaries. Ref payments code. Blah, blah, blah. This is to bring to your notice that the secretary of the executive governor of Central Bank of Nigeria received your message. So, right away.
So, when did you send the message?
Exactly. And I must let you understand that we are delegated from the United Nations Central Bank of Nigeria on foreign payment matters to approve the release of payment to 50 scam victims.
So they're double dipping.
It's come full circle. So, some of them scam, and then the others want to be. It's like how car dealers operate. Half of them want you to scream at the customers, and the other half want you to make fun of the ones that scream at the customers. But yeah, so now they're scamming, and then they're saying, no, we're going to pay you because you're a scam victim.
Yeah.
So cyclical. So they want to pay me $10 million US dollars.
Wow.
This isn't Great British pounds. This is US dollars. Now, I would take That's 10 million pounds over $10 million, but at least $10 million I don't have to convert. You are listed, speaking about me, and approved for this payment as one of the scammed victims to be paid this amount according to the instructions given to me by the executive governor of Central Bank of Nigeria, Mr. Lamido Sanusi.
You poor soul.
There was something, what is this in Nigeria? It's like contractor,
they need
contractor
to,
Bob.
They need to find the one that started this one and knight him because he's obviously brilliant.
Yeah. Kindly respond immediately with every piece of information that you have ever had. We await your urgent response. Highly submitted, Bishop Frank.
So did you submit anything?
Wow.
No, I find them to be so quaint every time I get them, and they just.
But I mean, think about it. It's targeting the people that were stupid enough to fall for it in the first place, because right. They probably did write a letter.
Sure,
they're like, oh, they got my letter.
Right.
Well, yes. I can get $10 million.
This is so fair.
Oh man, I'd love to meet the person that fell for that twice now.
I know, we should have them on the podcast.
Yeah,
and just proceed to
write them in, fan, if you're the one.
Beat them about the head and shoulders, verbally and physically.
But I just, ask him for money
right off the bat. Bishop Frank caught my eye. I think we should address everybody as occupation first name. I can be lack of job Derek, and you can be surly Colin.
That's not my job. It's my hobby.
It's hobby.
Juario.
Well, let's see. Now, no, you're just Jew Justin.
JJ.
Juario Justin.
And what would you be?
I have no idea.
You don't know what you do?
You don't know what you do?
I don't know.
You're...
No.
Next. Leave it at that.
Yeah.
You're in a lot of crickets lately.
I know.
You gotta do something about that. Spray. Something. Now he's the one that's been left without
get
something to say.
Different people in the room? I'm just saying.
I'm lost for words.
I know. So you didn't do anything on New Year's Eve? Neither of you?
No. Actually, I'd forgotten that it was New Year's for a while.
Wow. Facebook dark and doesn't have a calendar.
The one thing that's I did was go outside
movies.
To see if the fireworks,
right,
and I found out later.
But the Adaman Club was stopped short of the top
exactly.
of Pikes Peak by bad weather. See, it snowed. And so there were no fireworks.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Well, of course you were disappointed, because that's probably something like me you looked forward to even as a kid.
Exactly.
And you look forward to every year. And the years that it doesn't happen, it's just... It's sad. That's sad, right? That's sad.
It's the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. Let's not go so far.
It's the end of the world.
As we know it.
Yeah. Well, all those,
but I feel
those
fine.
Birds falling out of the sky.
Yes!
Actually, that's apparently...
Mass fish kill and mass bird deaths. Now, one theory...
I read more about that.
Oh, really?
Well,
Well,
I've heard some more about it. I'll let you chime in. Two theories. One was trauma from New Year's fireworks, which sounds like
exactly.
crap. One for the birds was high altitude hailstorm, because apparently the birds had multiple traumas, but I hadn't heard resolution. Do you have any resolution?
I don't have a resolution other than the fact that it was pointed out that this isn't as unusual as you think. It just happens to have happened over a populated area.
End of days! Well, you know that according to some sects of Christianity, May 21st, 2011 is D-Day, is as far as... the end of the world is concerned.
Oh, figures, yeah. It's a, figures it couldn't be April 1st, so we wouldn't have to do our taxes.
No.
Fuck.
But the lesson here is charge up those credit cards because
you because that worked out so well in 1999.
I know, right? Well, Nostradamus just wasn't right, but Nostradamus was also vague.
I think most of them are.
Mayan calendar,
the successful ones are.
End.
You just turn it over.
Yeah. Doink. So, okay, well, so
that's why it's shaped like a wheel.
So the reason that people are paying attention to this is because it's closer to a populated area.
Yeah. According to this one person, this type of thing happens all the time. It's just
I figured they were just members.
Plus,
of
we have media.
Cult.
We have bigger. We have internet.
Yeah.
We have,
and the word spreads more than it used to.
Yeah.
Well, but we've had that for a long time.
We've also had birds falling out of the sky before.
Sure. Oh, that happens. Yeah. Old age.
Over Hitchcock.
Well, they did more than just fall from the sky. They did. They were
fell with
ruthless.
Purpose.
Yes.
Just what's it? Falling with style. That's what.
Yes.
Says.
That's not flying. That's falling with style.
Right.
But yeah, that's weird. That's fucking weird, right? Of course, this is going to post so long after.
And as far as
not even, what this is,
as
this
far
is
as the fish
news reminders
flavor
of what
of the
was
month.
Popular last month. Ted and, Williams.
And in the same article, they said the fish thing. They went to a low oxygenated. Part of the water, and that's why they all died.
So they went to a bad part of town.
Pretty much, it got the fucking mugged out of them.
Fucked
yeah.
up. And now we're all looking like, well, why'd they die? Oh, this crossed the railroad tracks, and
exactly.
That's what happens. You know, you don't go into this part of town if you don't want to die.
Exactly.
It's interesting to know that fish have that problem just as well as anybody else. I think what happens is it's so easy for people to glom on to things like this and use them for their own. Purposes.
Agenda.
Yeah, if you've got an agenda and there's something out there that's maybe a little unusual or a lot unusual, like 500 birds falling from the sky. It's easy to say, oh my God, end of days, or oh my God, poison, or oh my God, conspiracy theory, like Jesse Ventura. Have you seen his show?
Global warming.
Oh, it's a conspiracy.
Speaking of conspiracy
talks like he's
theories,
pinching a loaf.
And this could be one way or another. Rhett, one way or another, is the lady who got shot in the head.
Well, the congressperson in Tucson who was attacked at an appearance. A, you have an appearance at Safeway.
Well, no. What I understand is it's just something that they do. All Congress
they
people
do that.
Kind
all
of
the
do
time.
That to meet
and greet.
So it goes to the back to the thought of how much rhetoric by commentators.
Spurred the guy on.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. What you have to remember is, and this is true at all levels of broadcasting, there is listenership and then there's lunatic fringe. Now, lunatic fringe exists, always has, always will. The lunatic fringe are those people who are your most fervent fans. They are the ones that misinterpret your message. They are the ones who believe that because you are in their living room every night, you are their personal friend, and they will do anything for you. Now, with that said, again, members of the Lunatic Fringe, they're not called Lunatic Fringe for nothing. They're lunatics.
Red Rider.
Yeah, exactly. That is a classic rock song. It's something I got really tired of when I worked at KKFM. But the thing is, there's always going to be nutcases. And I don't want to excuse his behavior because it's horrible what he did. But we can't hold anybody but him responsible.
Unless there was somebody else.
Well, but even if there's somebody going on television
saying, was the one who did it.
If there's a commentator that says we have to kill these people because they're wrong, two things. A, the network needs to take action against that person. That person needs to be, you know, taken
off.
Well,
what about shouting fire in a crowded theater?
See, well, but let me get back to my point. Nobody's telling this guy that I know of, in clear terms, to go out and kill. This is his interpretation. He's crazy. So whether rhetoric led him to believe that he had to do this for the betterment of the country, it doesn't matter. He's the one that interpreted it that way. Now, if you feel the need that you have to be very careful about what you say so that people don't act on it in a way that you don't approve of, then we have lost the First Amendment. because the First Amendment is there to protect us when we say things that we believe. It does have provisions so that we don't go out and say intentionally inflammatory or damaging things. Even that's hard to prove. But unless you say, go out to this appearance and shoot her in the back of the head, you're not culpable. The person who's culpable is the person who did it. They can say all they want, I was inspired by this, I was inspired by that. It's just like when Columbine happened. The two guys killed themselves. There was nobody left to blame. So who'd they go after? They went after the guy that owned the gun store. Whether or not he was irresponsible
and video
in selling
games
and
music.
Everything gets blamed, and everything gets blamed especially when the perpetrator is dead. Now, in this case, the perpetrator is alive.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there is going to be, and especially in politics nowadays, it's such a team sport. One side hates the other side. This, you know, the... And was she a Democrat or a Republican?
She was a Democrat.
She was a Democrat. So, of course, it's going to be right-wing nuts, right-wing gun nuts. Oh, you know, we have to have gun control.
Tea Party
rain
people.
Rein in the Tea Party. Rein, because they're racist and they're crazy and they just don't get it and they'll go out and kill people. No, you can't blanket, you can't put a blanket statement on that. You can't say they're all crazy, they're all gun nuts. I own guns. I'm not crazy. I'm a little crazy, but I'm not going to go shoot people. You know why? Because I live in the real world.
Bullets are expensive.
They cost me a lot of money. But the thing is, there's crazy people. Crazy people do crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
We can't always know when the crazy people are going to do their crazy things. We don't always know who's the crazy people. And This guy
went off the deep end.
He went off the deep end. He did something horrifying, and he did something that he will have to pay for. And he did something that ruined people's lives and traumatized many people. And the 9-year-old that was killed. I mean,
that's
just
fucked up.
Wrong place, wrong time. But you can't two things. You can't not live your life,
mm-hmm.
And you can't edit what you say unless it's intentional. You know, I mean, unless you're saying kill this person, that's wrong because you know that's illegal. But if you don't agree with somebody, you should be able to voice that opinion. And whether or not it makes somebody believe in it's all about interpretation. The crazy people will interpret what you say to fit their agenda.
I get it. But at the same time, you're saying you can't lump him in with all of these others and call them all the same. Yet that is a tactic of politics these days all the goddamn time.
Oh, no,
everybody of this party is this way.
I'm saying that will happen, and that makes me sad. That is right there the shining reason why I am so disinterested in politics in 2011 and have been for years. It's because it is it's almost like it exists in its own little universe.
And they don't give a fuck about real world or real people.
No, and in fact, there is some sort of unwritten rule of decorum in politics where humor is completely null and void. You cannot say anything that can be interpreted in the wrong way or you'll be attacked
or
you will lose. You have to be so careful. And I go back to the presidential race between McCain and Obama. Obama said, slap some lipstick on this pig, which is an age-old expression saying, let's get this thing going. Well, the Palin people decided to try and just get a little publicity because they're vultures. And because she had said something about being a bulldog in lipstick, they decided that they were going to twist that and say, oh, he's calling her a pig. No, guess what? It's not all about you. But in the world of politics, you make it all about you. And you make everybody else out to be insensitive, uncaring, evil, draconian, all these verbs that, you know, and adjectives that have no business being bandied about. It's an alternate universe.
You have to
remember, politics is an alternate universe.
The media control is all sound bites.
True.
No one ever hears the whole conversation. No one ever hears what they say.
Clever editing has been around since editing exists.
And it's just gotten better.
Context is everything, is what you, I believe, the point you were making. Context is everything, and you can take just about anything out of context and make it sound however you want. I mean, I'll use
with
to do
proper
that.
Editing
team. You don't even have to try. It's like cherry picking. I mean, you could take any piece of video or any piece of audio and edit it to suit your agenda. And that's exactly what the attack ads do, the political ads, everything. And I hate it. Mm-hmm. It's what makes me hate politics. As if there weren't already enough to hate.
Yep.
Well, did you just burp? He's all proud.
Hmm.
Wait, where were we?
New Year's.
New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Resolutions.
Oh, resolutions. Yeah, well, what the hell? Real quick, around the room. Resolutions.
Nothing.
I made zero because I don't make resolutions. Although, I started losing weight in November. So, I guess that's within like a two-month buffer zone. But it's not a New Year's resolution. I don't like New Year's resolutions. I don't like it when people say, oh, it's the new year, new start, fresh start. Fuck that. You can have a fresh start any day of the week. You know, you can have a fucking fresh start on March 3rd if you want. Just do something.
May 1st this year.
So I don't make them. I don't make resolutions. You?
Not really resolutions, but I did decide that I was going to do sketch a day for the year.
Oh, wow.
So keep your art skills sharp?
Well, make them sharp again. They've dulled. They've way dulled.
You can't stab anything. You just poke.
Yeah.
Just
poke. It's time to sharpen it up.
How about you,
Justin? Where are you posting your sketch a day?
Facebook.
Well, some of it's going to Facebook because of my auto fill thing. Obviously, I don't sully myself at Facebook, but
which you should.
But on my website, fizzlingpop.com is where I'm.
Oh, so you bring that bitch back?
Yeah, I figure this gives it content as well, and I'll talk about the drawing or talk about whatever.
Okay,
along with the drawing. So,
Justin,
no New Year's resolutions.
Ray,
nothing.
Well, look, Colin, you're finally the odd one out, and you did something. You're the odd one out for not saying you're actually done. You've done it. You've made a resolution, whereas we're slackers.
Yeah. Well, we're also only 9 days in now.
So. Well, I will say this.
I made it a week.
You made 9 days?
Actually, yeah, I've done 9 days, although the seventh day is being held until a game that it's involved in is done. So.
Oh. What's this game?
It's something on the very serious forum, which
You're a
was
big
started,
forum guy.
Well, yeah.
You crave the interaction. Why don't you do that on Facebook?
I don't like Facebook. Maybe it's the interface.
It's too
I just
general.
Don't like it.
See, forums are like small little
communities. Well, it is very, definitely forums bring together the niche.
And you might be interested in the very serious forum because it was started by Allie Brosh.
I like Allie Brosh.
Yeah, she's the one that started this forum. So
they're not gods.
No, but it's a fun place. So
yeah, we've talked about Allie Brosh on previous episodes and her witty genius Hyperbole and a Half, which is her blog.
Yep.
God, she's funny. Pendulette, genius.
Pothead.
Not a god. Not a pothead.
Not a pothead.
Not a pothead. Never
doesn't
touched,
even drink.
Never
oh,
touched a
okay.
drink. Never touched an illegal drug in his life. So there you go. You were wrong. How's it feel to be wrong, Ray?
Oh, well.
This is Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. You've been listening to yet another spirited episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Joining me were Colin Burton from fizzlingpop.com.
Goodbye.
Jew Wario Justin Carmichael from youcanplaythis.com.
See you later.
Ray Louie, who's just flat out wrong.
I'm never wrong.
Always wrong, and a liar, too. We will see you kids back again next weekend. Thanks for listening.
Adios.